It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, joined today by John McCauley and Ian O'Neill. Guys, welcome. It's Deer Tick live in the studio.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
No, listen, you guys, you know, new, a couple of your friends, Dr. Dog, were here earlier. It's a great day for us.
Oh, yeah.
And that when you, we any day that you have a Dr. Dog and a Deer Tick come by.
We used to tour together.
So it's a nice reunion we're having here.
Hopefully we get to see him play today. Yeah.
Well, Negativity is the new record. I have to ask, is there a certain amount of relevance to the title?
Well, I mean, sure, there's a lot of negative subject matter there on the record, but I mean, it's supposed to be taken kind of tongue in cheek.
That's what I was hoping.
Because it's such a big statement, you know. It's and
we're not that serious of a band.
We're pretty silly fellows. But yeah, that's why we made the artwork for it look so bright and beautiful, you know.
Put a smiley face on an otherwise ironic title.
Yeah,
we should have just done that. We should have just put a smiley face.
Or maybe we should have just gone all out negative, put a frowny face.
Yeah. Like, you know, with the black eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is how you have mentioned that it was a more personal chronicle, I guess, that there was a little bit more of a personal purview in the songs. There's a lot of stuff that went on, and was the idea of digging in a little deeper perhaps and making a little bit more personal statement in the songs themselves something that, you know, you had to take the deep breath and jump in?
I guess I was a little nervous about, you know, getting it out into the world, but the whole writing process and stuff felt very natural and wasn't very intense. It was stuff that just kind of had to come out. It was a pretty fast process once it got going. It just, you know, it took me almost 2 years. Thank you.
When you went into the studio with Steve Berlin, of course, L.A. icon here with Los Lobos, I guess that initially Steve has a way of recording that you guys hadn't really gotten acclimated to, and it took a little while for you to figure out, you know, Steve's methods. But once you did, you really had a buy-in, and you started hearing and working, producing a record in a different way than before. Talk about how that went.
Well, Steve's not afraid of, you know, completely editing, you know, his recordings that he does, which is something like, you know, we always wanted to do everything in one take and not ever fuss about anything, you know. Him taking the skeleton of a song and wanting to, you know, really flesh it out in the studio, you know, his way. It's just not, you know, our old, you know, hit the record button and play the song method that we had always done.
If that was good enough for the Replacements, I'm sure it was good enough for you guys, because you really did, you know, you have been a real, you know, in the quote unquote, rock band that you know, you let it all hang out on stage. You go into a studio, wait a minute, we're not going to do that?
Every time you go in the studio, it's good to, you know, just make it each record differently, too.
It was fun to approach it like this once we got used to it, you know. Then, you know, possibilities in the studio started to seem endless in a good way. I mean, I don't think we really went over the top with like any of the overdubs or anything, but we were really able to get some lush sounds and going on that, you know, you haven't heard before on Deer Tick Records. And I'm really happy with it. We're able to recreate it live in a way where, you know, it doesn't sound exactly like the record, but it's a close approximation, and it's, you know, it's definitely Deer Tick.
Yeah. And you put a little, you know, if it's supposed to rock, you hit the gas pedal a little harder, and if it's supposed to be
that way.
intent, well, you get a little down in it. But that's,
you don't even realize it too. Like sometimes I hear some of our old albums or something, and I'm like, you know, holy crap, you know, we play it like three times as fast.
Yeah, it sounds so tired on some of the even like the last album. Some of the recordings sound like they're more tired because we just play it so much faster live without even knowing.
Well, the dream's in the ditch. Now the kids are all pissed. But it's not new to hate what they make you do. First they pull all your teeth, then they want you to eat. Well, get over it, kid, you don't want any part in it. but it's not the way you can afford your time or the envy of the friend you left behind. So whenever you go, they can have everything you lose. Is this it? This is it. Oh, they paid you to scream, but it buried your dream. So you wait for the pain that'll sing you to sleep again. Now you walk with your wounds, like you got nothing to lose. Act like you don't care while you pray for a cross to bear. But it's not the way you can afford your time or the envy of the friend you left behind. So whenever you go, they can have everything you lose. Is this it? This is it.
Out playing now, and how are the songs? You mentioned how you feel like you are capturing the songs from Negativity in the sets. Have there been any songs as you play them live, they're taking on a little different life of their own, that you're starting to interpret them differently based on, you know, you talked about how sometimes you didn't realize how fast you're playing
with
so live.
We've done that with a lot of older songs, just especially when new people join the band, like you kind of assert yourself into each song, so it tends to change a little bit.
Man, I don't know.
So far, we've been pretty faithful, I think.
Dennis's song "Time" is probably the only song on the record that we kind of really had to think about how we were going to do it live, because there's so many guitars on the recording of it, and you know, there's only two guitars on stage.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've been able to recreate a lot of it pretty well. I mean, obviously we can't have a horn section every night, but
our keys player is good enough to play the horn lines.
He's got some mojo, man.
As long as he can find the right button, you know, there's the horns magically.
He brought out a spaceship with him on tour, man. He's like, he looks like over on his side of the stage, it's like Garth Hudson set up. Like it's,
well, if he gets to Rick Wakeman level, we may have to pull him in. If it starts being like seven, playing with the feet and stuff, that's no good.
I see that coming.
Okay, well, we'll let him get just close enough to where Rick Wakeman, and then you guys got to step in. You have to intervene on that.
One of those like seven neck guitars.
When Rob needs his own trailer for just his gear. Yeah. That's when it's good enough.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now you have
a finite. He takes up about half the space in our trailer.
That's your finite reasoning there. Hey, dude, we just don't have the room in the trailer. No more keys.
Yeah.
Used to know you perhaps too well. All my emotions were puzzled neath your spell. When you roamed, I felt high, and your place was all my pride. Catch my breath,
sweet goodbyes, a waste of all my time. I get so down on myself. You talk like somebody else, but it ain't like that when we're apart. What happened, dog? I used to know you all too well. I wouldn't control you, you wouldn't take it so well. When you speak, I'm numb, feeling oh so dumb. Say goodbye, I say, hey, what you do today? I get so down on myself. You act like somebody else, and now, oh, I'm too sad to turn the radio on. Oh, I'm so down on myself. You talk like somebody else, but it ain't like that when we're apart. No, it ain't like that.
We're really glad that you guys came out today. I'm glad on a lot of levels that there's another Deer Tick record, and that it's a record in which, you know, everything you've said today says things are going good. Things are going good. And yeah. I'm glad hearing that coming out of both of your mouths.
Best ever, I would say. Best time ever.
God bless. Well, I'm happy for you, and we're happy with you. And Negativity is the name of the album. I want to thank you for coming, 88.5 KCSN.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
You got it.